Once upon a midnight weary, artists of Iowa discovered something quite dreary. In a pandemic year, an evil villain is out to steal the holiday cheer.
No live entertainment? Get out! No way! I'll save it myself if I have to. I'll do it today.
Join Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 and XBK for The Holiday Special, an original musical for a pandemic year, at 7 p.m. on Sunday, December 20th.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. 2020 is coming to a close at last. This week and next, we will be taking a look back at some of the best new music of the year. And we're going to start today with classical music recordings. Barney Sherman can be heard weekdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at noon on Iowa Public Radio Classical. And he can be heard right here, right now. Hello, Barney.
Hi, Charity.
Thank you so much for being here. And I mean, Barney, this has been such an incredibly difficult year for musicians of every variety. It's just really difficult to make music together in a pandemic. What have you observed in the world of classical music here in Iowa?
I think that this year has been sort of like a 500-year flood for classical music. I mean, you don't know what the landscape's going to look like when the water recedes, but You know it will be very different and it will be rough for a while. Any kind of field that depends on people coming together in a physical space is challenged right now. The super spreader event, the thing that is the worst way that COVID spreads, well, the classic case was a choral rehearsal.
Right.
And performing arts in general are about people coming together into a space. So it's quite a challenge. I don't know how it is going to look when we talk in 12 months, Charity.
Oh, well, I hope that we see this in the rearview mirror and people come back engaged and creatively excited. But I also know that it's going to be a huge financial blow for a lot of musicians and a lot of musical organizations. So I guess we'll talk about that in 2021. But if you can support your local orchestra or wherever you go for music, do it this year.
That was my first pick for the year, Charity. We are thinking the same way.
All right. And Barney, as far as musical recordings, I can imagine that there were a lot of things already in the pipeline. So how has this been from a recorded music standpoint?
Exactly what you said. The CDs were made in 2019. The usual flood of them that I couldn't possibly, speaking of 500-year floods, that I couldn't possibly keep up with. So I will not pretend to tell you what the best of the year was, but I'll pick a few things that I thought were representative. Some of what happened this year were attempts to move music online, and that's especially difficult in an art form like classical music. Our choral directors, for example, explored things like virtual choirs and also socially distanced singing. And at our website, we have a link to some of the things choirs are doing. You've talked to Joseph Junta and other music directors. Well, here's something. One of the things that was for me a memorable musical experience took place online, at least for me, and yet it is about getting outside into nature. It's called Time and the River. It's a multimedia project. Its basis is a nature video, 6 years of time-lapse photography of the Platte River Basin in Nebraska. And yes, sandhill cranes make an appearance. It's 38 minutes. It's enthralling. But what makes it enthralling especially is the music, which is written by Kurt Knecht. He's a composer and organist. There it is, Time in the River, his piece.
Thank you. So that's just a little bit of the music from Time and the River. But Barney, it sounds like this is something that really needs to be experienced.
Absolutely.
Online, where you can see that incredible time-lapse photography along with the music. That sounds like really an incredible experience.
It certainly is. You can also buy a DVD of an earlier performance. But yes, I was completely hypnotized while I was playing.
So. All right. And it unfolds over 38 minutes. That really sounds lovely, and maybe just a lovely meditative thing to do sometime in the next few weeks. What's next on your list?
Well, getting into the conventional albums, I think we all needed comfort. And for a lot of people, that includes Bach. Well, I found myself listening to Bach in transcriptions onto instruments he never imagined. So I especially loved Bach's Goldberg Variations played on the harp by Parker Ramsey, and Preludes and Fugues played on viola da gambas by Phantism. But I'm going to go with an Iowa pick. Support your local musicians. Red Cedar Chamber Music, which is an Iowa group, they play in for communities around our state, and they put out a CD of Bach sonatas written for the viola da gamba, an old instrument, but they play them on their modern violin and two cellos. They really rock it.
Just a little taste from Red Cedar Chamber Music and their new CD, Backlash Bach. What's next, Barney?
Well, 2020 was a year of loss and mourning, and music can help with that. And for me, the music about loss that went to the heart was a song cycle by a gifted young composer named Carolyn Shaw. It's called Is a Rose. It's for my favorite singer ever, Anna Sophia von Otter. But for our music sample, I picked something from the other work by Carolyn on the album. It's called The Listeners, an oratorio inspired by the Voyager space probe sent in 1977 to interstellar space and carried a thing called the Golden Record with human messages, in case anyone out there is listening. So you hear the voice of Carl Sagan, the mastermind, and some great poetry. So for the pick, here is Carolyn's setting of a poem by Lucille Clifton called Sail Through This to That. It's
that is entering even now, the lip, the lip, the lip of our
So that's just an excerpt from Carolyn Shaw's oratorio, The Listeners. And you were just about to tell us about the performers.
It was recorded live in concert by Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra and Chorus. They're a premier early instrument group. They're out in the Bay Area. And they play really well. This was recorded live. This was done without retakes.
Wow. Yeah, an incredible pure sound. That's just lovely.
Yeah, yeah. It was an impressive achievement for everyone involved, I would say.
Well, and Barney, you were talking about during this year turning to music for comfort, and I have seen comments from so many people saying that they have turned to IPR Classical specifically this year for comfort. So thank you for bringing that to so many people, because people do need a break from this onslaught of really difficult news to process.
It's very much been affecting what I choose to play.
Well, yeah. I'm sure a lot of people are very grateful for that as well. What's next on your list?
Well, I was not the only person who was hooked on early instruments like Philharmonia Baroque. I listened to tons of harpsichord music, but I think a couple favorites were by pianists exploring this repertory. Daniel Ben-Pienaar had an album called The Long 17th Century, but the sound sample I've sent you is from a pianist named Víkingur Ólafsson. He's from Iceland, and he put together a cycle of music from two different times, two French composers, Jean-Philippe Rameau from the Baroque, Claude Debussy from around 1900, and he makes a kind of cycle that seemed to make time stand still. So here's Ólafsson playing a transcription of Rameau, and he calls it The Arts and the Hours.
Little bit of The Arts and the Hours, pianist. You say his name, Barney. You did a beautiful job the first time.
I faked it. Víkingur Ólafsson.
All right. I am not a classical music announcer for a number of reasons. I did dabble in that once upon a time. And
wow. Wish it, I heard
was,
it.
It was a challenge. All right. And what's next on your list?
Well, you mentioned the best new music. This next choice is not new. It's a century old, a reissue. But I don't know if you are like me, I get shivers up my spine when I hear voices of historic figures, like say Langston Hughes. Well, here's a musical equivalent. Black Swan and Broom Records overcame huge obstacles to record black classical musicians. This is around the time of the Tulsa pogrom. And people like Clarence Cameron White, who... they took tremendous courage for them to be pioneers in doing classical music when that world wasn't open to them. So they recorded this on what they called Black Swan Records and Broom Records. And this year, a reissue, a kind of labor of love called Black Swans, lets us hear them. So I chose here one figure of legend. His name's R. Nathaniel Dett, recorded in 1919, performing a selection from his Magnolia Suite.
Thank you.
Just a selection from Magnolia Suite by Black composer R. Nathaniel Dett. He's performing it there, a performance that happened a little over 100 years ago. Barney, that is extraordinary. And I guess that brings us to your last pick.
Well, the elephant in the room this year, and pretty much every year, is Beethoven, and tomorrow happens to be his 250th birthday, and there's no way I could keep up with the releases. So I asked my friend Jed Disler to come on my show to talk about his favorite recordings, and his Beethoven pick was Igor Levit. Jed, I think, is the world's greatest music critic. He really knows what's happening. He was thrilled by Igor Levit's cycle of the complete Beethoven sonatas. Now, Levit, turns out, was the first famous pianist to explore live streaming free music from home during the pandemic. So it seems like a good choice. Here's Igor Levit playing the second movement of Beethoven's Piano Sonata number 27.
The second movement from Beethoven's Piano Sonata number 27, played by Igor Levit. And Barney, what a wonderful list. Of course, we will post this on our website at iowapublicradio.org a little later on. But thank you so much for sharing these picks with us. And I hope that you are finding a great deal of comfort in music this year.
I am so privileged to be able to share music with Iowa Public Radio listeners every day. I'm just so grateful for that. And Charity, it's always such a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you. Barney Sherman, IPR Classical. This is Talk of Iowa.